It's the Joe and Alex Show. Radio Now 100.9. Call into the show anytime at 317-239-1009. Did your parents let you do this? And let's ask the other side of this. Would you let your kids do this? 1,000 parents were asked if they would let a 10-year-old do certain activities today without supervision. And they were also asked if their parents let them do that same activity at the same age. The activities are, and I got like five of them, one of them, would you let your 10-year-old stay at home alone for an hour or two? Now, half of people said, yeah, I did that by the time I was 10. But only 36% said it's okay for kids to do that now.
So, I did, but I think different kids have different levels of maturity.
I remember taking care of my brother. How old would you be in fifth grade?
Like 11. 10 or 11.
10, 11. Like, I walked me and my brother to school. I made us dinner.
Yikes.
Not just Lunchables. I made us grilled cheese, Alex. And SpaghettiOs.
That's sad.
Hey, that's true. It actually is sad.
I stayed home alone when I was 10, and I would, like, make myself, like, pizza, or I would make myself, like, peanut butter and jelly and stuff if my parents were, like, out to dinner, like down the street on like a Friday night.
Don't you have like 18 siblings? Aren't you guys like the Duggars?
And what about your butler? What about that?
I don't have a butler, and all my sisters were out at parties.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, I want to hear from you. 317-239-1009 if you would agree with this, if you do it, or if you think absolutely not. They say walking or taking a bike to school alone. People that were asked about this said, yeah, like 70% of people did it, but only 43% of people would let their kids do it now on their own, unsupervised.
That I wouldn't do. I wouldn't let my kids do that, and I don't have kids yet, but
why?
When I do.
Why wouldn't you let them do it?
That's just like, it's like a live walking ad for predators. It is. You're a kid walking alone, their parents are not around them, they're out in public, you can grab them out in your car and take them away.
I wouldn't, now that I have met Alex Clark, because she has made me the most paranoid human being in
the
entire world.
That's what I get worried about. Alex ruins things for people. I think she makes them worry about things.
No, I think I've saved a lot of lives.
I
think a lot of people were walking through this life blind. I've opened up their eyes, and now more people are aware in Indianapolis.
I mean, if you want to give yourself that an award.
I would.
Now presenting the award to myself.
I think so many people have told me that. Like, I was going to do this, but then I heard you talking about your tips and tricks for survival, Alex, and now I don't do that anymore.
I just stay at home, and it's great. I have no friends, and I'm depressed. Thank you. At least I'm not scared. What about this? Play in a public park on their own. 51% of people said they did that as kids, but they would not let their kids do it now. Why not?
Because you know why? Because it wasn't until, like, 1980 that people even knew what the word pedophile meant. So that's why that happened. That's why now you don't see that stuff anymore.
But you always knew. There was always creepy Jim down the road. You knew
people literally did not know. I'm telling you, people had never heard the word pedophile. It wasn't even in the dictionary till like the early 80s. And that's why so many parents were like, oh, they never imagined that there were adults that would do that kind of stuff to kids. They didn't know.
Okay, kind of the same thing. Play in a yard without an adult, so you're right there.
Your yard, I think it's fine.
90% of people said, yeah, I did that back in the day. But actually, 80% said, yeah, it's okay. So they kind of agree with what you're saying. Not a big deal. And the final one, we're getting close to it. Go trick-or-treating, you know, around Halloween.
No, always have a parent.
Why?
You're going up to somebody's front door. Take you right in there. Put you in their dungeon.
Are you the same person that thinks that everybody's putting razor blades in apples and needles and strawberries?
Exactly.
Oh, I honestly, sometimes I can't. 317-239-1009. It's the Joe and Alex Show. Let's go to the phones this morning and see what people think about this. Tiffany, you're on the west side, and you say it depends. What does it depend upon?
Well, I'm a single parent, so I would definitely do it at 9 or 10 years old. And it definitely depends on the maturity of the child as well.
So you would let your kid, like, stay at home for an hour or two? Like a 10-year-old?
Okay. By themselves, or do they have to take care of other siblings?
Well, I have two boys, so they would be at home together.
How old are they?
They're 6 and 7 now, but when they turn 9 and 10, I do plan on letting them stay at home.
What about, I don't know how, if you were close, I don't know if you are or not. What about walking or taking the bike to school? Would you let them do that by themselves?
Mm-mm.
Why not? Because Alex told you they're going to get abducted?
Right. That's
same danger. I told you. It's the Alex effect right there.
It's for a good cause.
Oh, no, I get that. Okay. What about trick-or-treating when they're like 10 years old? We let them go by themselves? Like around the neighborhood?
No. Nope. All right. Can do that together until they're done, so they don't want to do it anymore.
All right.
I think that's depressing if you're a parent that makes your kid trick or treat by themselves. That's supposed to be a family thing anyway. That's a family memory.
Are you kidding? My mom slowed me down, and then she'd yell at me for cutting through yards. Like, use the sidewalk, Joey! I'm like, Mom, I got candy to get. That's the only time I ran in my life. Megan in Monrovia, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think?
Well, you guys are giving me anxiety. There's no way.
Stop. Alex Clark is giving you anxiety.
No. Alex Clark is giving me life right now. She is completely right. And this world that we live in today is so much different than what it used to be.
Tell him.
Back in my day, you could do anything and things were great and there were no problems.
Back in their day, they were ignorant and didn't know. Now we know.
Amen.
And so that's why we do things differently. It's just like with vaccines and all these parents are like, I'm not going to do that. Like, the reason we have them is because now we know that they're effective and they help protect you and save lives. Like,
back in my day, we used to be thankful when we got polio. At least we had something.
You guys are ridiculous. No, but she's so right. Like, this world is unbelievably crazy these days, and you just cannot trust anybody.
All right. Well, hey, I'd want to say thanks for the call, but I totally disagree with you.
My ego is so big right now. Thank you.
Have a good day, guys.
Hey, you too. We love you. If you couldn't get through on Twitter, it's at Joe and Alex Show. Do you agree with me? Do you agree with Alex about these things that parents used to do back in the day? And now they're like, oh, hell no, I'm not letting my kid do that.
Jasmine said, I walked to school with friends in elementary school and just found out last year that my dad followed us in his car the entire time.
Oh, now see, that's good. You let your kid feel like they have independence, but they're still being watched.
There you go. Growing together. It's the Joe and Alex Show.